On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You have aligned to first-term Democratic State Representative Sarah Rodriguez. Her district includes parts of Brookfield, Elm Grove, West Allis, Wauwatosa, and Milwaukee. She is a registered nurse by training, a healthcare executive, formerly managed health plan operations and integrative care for Advocate Aurora Health. We'll start with the politics of the pandemic. Do you live in Waukesha County? What do you want lawmakers to know? What should state government do next in pandemic response? It's 800-642-1234. State Representative Sarah Rodriguez, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. You've worked in a variety of roles in public health at the local, state, federal levels. What has Wisconsin done right in its response to the pandemic?
You know, under Governor Evers' leadership, Wisconsin has been a leader in getting shots in arms, particularly early on in the pandemic and bouncing back from COVID-19. Unfortunately, our Republican-controlled legislature has done everything in their power to undermine our public health professionals, medical professionals, and our healthcare heroes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, they've really tried to block Governor Evers from implementing some common sense solutions. You know, as a state representative, registered nurse, and former epidemic intelligence service officer, you know, I know about using science to make data-based decisions to keep our community safe through common sense legislation. I find it unfortunate that the GOP-controlled legislature continues to place politics before people's lives and their livelihoods by undermining medical professionals and our healthcare heroes. You know, we've lost too many Wisconsinites and too much time to this virus. And I wanna make sure that we continue to move forward in Wisconsin.
I wanna ask you about masking, because we saw Milwaukee's health commissioner last week saying that she's not planning to reinstate the mask mandate, saying that it won't slow the pandemic. Where do you come down on the masking situation and mandates to wear them?
So we know what works to stop this pandemic. We know that we need to get more shots in arms. We need to get people vaccinated. And we do know that masking does work in terms of transmission. So if anybody is out there and has not been vaccinated yet, and I know you have concerns, I really encourage you to talk to your primary care provider. They're the ones that can walk you through, you know, how safe and effective this vaccine is. And I just really encourage everyone to have those conversations.
So as you look at the numbers now, should people be wearing masks in public?
So right now, that's what the CDC recommends, is that we do wear masks in public, particularly when we're in situations where we don't know the vaccination status of others that are around us. I wear a mask when I go to the store. My children wear a mask at school. And so that's the CDC guidance at the moment.
The governor has the power to direct where more than $4.5 billion in federal pandemic relief funds will go. And these are funds that will continue to be dispensed for years from now. Should lawmakers have a say in how this money is spent and the priorities for it?
Well, lawmakers do have a say in how this money is spent. Governor Evers' line is open and they can call him and talk to him about priorities for their district. And I encourage them to do so.
So do you feel like there is, you know, as you are a first term, what is it like for you in the legislature? Because we know that Republicans and Democrats have had communication breakdown and that there is not a spirit of bipartisanship.
You know, I wish there was a spirit of bipartisanship. You know, I live in Waukesha County. I live in Brookfield. It is the most conservative part of my district. And I live next to Republicans. I work with Republicans. I have family members who are Republicans. And we have good, solid, respectful policy-based discussions. And I wish we could do that within the legislature. But the way that we do that moving forward, honestly, is fair maps. You know, as we look forward, if we have these gerrymandered maps where people are in very safe districts, they don't have a reason to work across the aisle, and they don't have a reason to listen to the larger constituency in Wisconsin. And so if we can get fair maps in Wisconsin for the next 10 years, I think you would see that bipartisanship really increasing within the assembly.
I'm going to get to maps and redistricting in just a moment here. Let me reintroduce you. We're talking with Sarah Rodriguez, represents the 13th district in the assembly. And she is from Brookfield, also represents other parts of Waukesha County, was elected last year. You can join in. Do you live in the county? What priorities do you think the state legislature should take up next? What do you think the state government should do next about the pandemic? Join in at 800-642-1234. You're also a nurse. What is your perspective on the pandemic, having worked on the front lines of healthcare yourself?
I am, you know, as a nurse, I feel so much for those nurses that are working today. I still have friends within the hospital system who, you know, work, and old colleagues that work within the front lines. They are exhausted. They're exhausted. And we need to do more to support them. And the best thing we can do to support those frontline workers is to get vaccinated. That's what they're seeing every day, is people who are unvaccinated being hospitalized and oftentimes in the ICU and very, very sick. And so this is what I would really encourage folks to do, is to get vaccinated so we can take some of this pressure off of our frontline healthcare workers.
There's also certainly been a shortage of healthcare professionals, and we've seen, you know, signing bonuses for nurses, other ways to attract people to the profession. What can the state do to make sure that there are enough nurses to cover the shifts?
So that's a great question. I think the hospital systems are doing what they need to do in terms of trying to attract nurses to the profession. We actually passed, or the Governor Evers actually had dollars within his budget to be able to train more teachers for nurses, which is one problem within Wisconsin today, is that we simply don't have enough nursing professors to teach the people who want to become nurses. We can also do more to encourage maybe non-traditional areas to pursue nursing as we move forward, and really talk about it as a career that has multiple opportunities. I think it was one of the best decisions of my life to become a nurse, and I've been able to do so many things within this profession that I would recommend it to everyone.
I want to get your sense as to how testing is operating in Wisconsin. I mean, early in the pandemic, there were testing sites in many different locations. How is testing where you are in Waukesha County, and what you're seeing across Wisconsin?
So right now, our testing capacity is where it needs to be within Waukesha County. You know, it's very easy to find testing sites at this point, whether you can set an appointment up through your local pharmacy like Walgreens, or there are other places where our local health departments, particularly Waukesha County, list places where you can get tests for COVID. And if anybody has an exposure or is worried about COVID, I encourage you to get tested right away.
And in terms of contact tracing, do you find that there are enough contact tracers to be able to isolate and find someone who has been exposed?
So depending on what you look at, we're either last or close to last in our public health funding within Wisconsin. So although our contact tracers are doing the best that they can, and right now they're saying they're getting to people, if we have more people that are sick with COVID, they also work on other reportable diseases. We really need to fully fund our public health department so that we can prepare for the next pandemic.
Is that where you might say that Wisconsin has faltered in the pandemic, not putting enough emphasis on public health and boosting those departments?
Preparation is always key. We want to prepare before we have a crisis like we've had with COVID-19. And so although I hate to tell your listeners this, this will not be our last pandemic. I hope it is the last one in my lifetime, but it will not be our last pandemic. And we need to do more to prepare ourselves as we move forward so that we can adequately contact trace and call people when we have something like this happen again.
So talk a little bit more there. How could we adequately, adequately prioritize public health? What would that look like in Wisconsin?
It would require more funding. It is simply more funding to be able to hire more people to be able to adequately cover the communities that we have. And, you know, the Governor Evers has put considerable amount of funding within public health within his budget. Unfortunately, some of that was cut back when the final budget was signed. And so really reaching out to your state legislators to say, hey, we need more funding in public health. We want to be able to prepare for the next crisis and make sure that we keep those dollars within the budget.
President Biden has announced the vaccine mandate for companies with 100 or more employees. And here in Wisconsin, the legislature passed a bill that the governor ultimately vetoed that would have prohibited public health officials from requiring people to get a COVID shot. Where do you stand on vaccine mandates?
So I'm a nurse, and I've worked in different healthcare settings my entire professional life. And these types of requirements are not new for many professions. I've been required to get vaccines across my entire career. And I think that we should not take tools out of the toolbox, especially for businesses and especially for healthcare organizations. We need to make sure they have the tools to protect the most vulnerable members of our community. Individuals are coming in sick to hospital systems and clinics. And we certainly don't want to have anybody come in without COVID and leave the hospital with COVID. That would be a tragedy. And so, we have to make sure that we have all the tools in the toolboxes for our business community.
We're talking with Democratic Representative Sarah Rodriguez of Brookfield in Waukesha County. What are topics and issues that could bridge the political divide and receive bipartisan support from both parties? How do you think a first-term assembly person should navigate the legislature? What do you think about redistricting? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Representative Sarah Rodriguez here on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with first-term Democratic Representative Sarah Rodriguez of Brookfield, who brings a healthcare administration background to the Capitol, is a registered nurse by training. We're discussing her priorities in office, talking about the pandemic. Moving on to voting, what questions do you have about redistricting? Do you think Wisconsin should institute ranked choice voting? Join in 800-642-1234. Representative Rodriguez is with us for about 10 more minutes. Representative, there is this battle underway, as you know, in Wisconsin over drawing the next decade's political maps. How would you like to see the redistricting process move forward and unfold?
Well, I was the author of Assembly Bill 395, which is a nonpartisan redistricting bill. So I know that most Wisconsinites are really in favor of nonpartisan redistricting. They've been clear that they want fair maps. In fact, 55 counties have passed resolutions supporting fair maps, and voters in 32 counties have passed referendums supporting fair maps. So we're going to have new district lines that will impact our state for the next 10 years. So it's critically important that lawmakers get it right, and that the people of Wisconsin get fair maps at the end of the process. It shouldn't be about us as legislators. It should be about the people of Wisconsin being able to choose their elected officials and being able to hold their legislators accountable.
So how would you define what is a fair map?
So a fair map, there's the People's Maps Commission maps that the Governor Evers has sponsored, which has a bipartisan Republicans and Democrats on that particular commission. And what they're doing is really looking at making sure that there are communities of interest together. And if we have fair maps, we're going to have a lot more communities within Wisconsin that will be purple communities, like my district is, as opposed to being either bright red or bright blue. And as we move forward with that, that's going to allow us to really have more bipartisanship. It's going to make sure that we work together to meet the needs of Wisconsinites.
So with a divided government this year, though, the expectation perhaps is a court will have to ultimately draw the maps. How do you feel about that?
You know, I wish we could come out with nonpartisan maps through the legislature. That would be my goal. That would be my goal. But if it's going to go to the court systems, I do hope that they take into account that we want to keep communities of interest together and that we want to have nonpartisan maps that doesn't give one party an advantage over another.
What did you see out of the work of the People's Maps Commission?
You know, I haven't taken a close look at all the maps yet, but what's most important is that Wisconsin ends up with fair maps for the next 10 years. You know, the redistricting has gotten started. There's still a long way to go, and I'm committed to fighting for fair maps for everyone within Wisconsin.
You and a number of other Democrats put forth a bill, Assembly Bill 150, that would require ranked choice voting for all federal, state, and local elections. Ranked choice voting allowing people to vote for multiple candidates in order of preference. Why do you want Wisconsin to go this route?
So ranked choice voting, I think many people have first and second choices when they're looking at their candidates. And so bringing ranked choice voting to Wisconsin offers voters more choices and fairer elections. We could ensure that the winners of elections have the support of the majority without significantly increasing costs or decreasing turnout.
Would ranked choice voting make our elections fairer, do you see?
I do think it would make our elections fairer because it gives people more input into who they want representing them. And so as we move forward, you know, as you said, I was an author of Assembly Bill 150. It has not received a hearing yet with a representative, Mark Spreitzer. And so I would hope that we would be able to put this in committee and discuss it as we move forward.
Do you see any traction for ranked choice voting, be it in the legislature or in the constituents you talk with?
Absolutely, within the constituents that I talk with, many people like the idea of ranked choice voting because it gives them more options and it makes voting fairer. And there are no spoilers in the election when we do that. There are other bills that look at a version of ranked choice voting within the assembly today that does have bipartisan support. I would love to be able to discuss those types of things and see if we can make that bill even better.
We're talking with Representative Sarah Rodriguez, represents the 13th district in this assembly. District includes parts of Brookfield, Elm Grove, West Allis, Wauwatosa, and Milwaukee. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Do you live in Waukesha County? What priorities do you think the legislature should take up next? What do you want to tell your representative? 800-642-1234. Patrick is joining us from Kenosha. Hi, Patrick. What would you like to ask?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was kind of wondering, why is Racine and Kenosha lumped in with Waukesha for the congressional district? That seems like a real stretch.
So thank you, Patrick, for your question. So the Fair Maps Commission really looked at counties first to make sure that we had the counties together. And when you're looking at the maps that we have today, they were drawn with partisanship in mind. And so they were drawn to make sure that the Republicans consistently had a majority. And that's why we're really pushing for fair maps. We don't want the Democrats to always have a majority with the maps that we get. We want it to be fair. And so that's why we want to have fair maps.
You know, the Wisconsin Elections Commission says we need maps by March. Do you think that timeline is doable?
I do think that timeline is doable. We have many maps out there today that we can all look at and look within the assembly to have some discussions on which maps are going to be put in front of us so that we can vote on.
You mentioned this a little bit about your neighbors being Republican, and you're a Democrat, represent part of Waukesha County, which is known for its staunch Republican and conservative politics. How do you connect with voters?
So there are so many things that unite us across the state. We all want good health care. We all want good schools. We want our children to be safe and happy and have many opportunities in front of them. I know I want that for my own children, and the people I speak to, they want that for their children as well. They love their community. I love living in Brookfield. And so when we talk to people, there are so many areas where we agree, or we agree on the outcome, but maybe we don't agree on the path on the way to get there. And that's the way that we can have those policy discussions. And so when I talk to people, you know, there are ways that we can move together in a bipartisan manner that really gets us where we need to go for Wisconsin.
Because you feel like we're all starting from the same sort of values?
Yes, I think Wisconsin, we love our communities. We take care of our neighbors, and we want to make sure our children thrive. And that's a place that we can start from.
In these moments we have left with you, we've talked about the pandemic. We talked about voting and redistricting. What are your legislative priorities for the rest of your first term?
So I've got three areas that I'm really interested in making sure that I move forward on. You know, healthcare, I think we need to fight for common sense healthcare reform that puts people first. You know, COVID-19 has shown us that we need to do more to protect our vulnerable communities within Wisconsin. And one of the ways that we could do that, which is a bill that I've authored with Representative Reamer, is expanding Badger Care. And that would expand Badger Care for single adults that make around approximately $17,000 a year. Number two is education. We need to fully fund our public schools so that we can invest in our children's futures. And making colleges and technical schools affordable and accessible for everyone, all Wisconsinites. And then lastly, really looking at the economy, we have one of the lowest entrepreneurship rates in the country within Wisconsin, and we need to do better in terms of being able to promote and support small businesses and helping Main Street, you know, bounce back from the COVID-19 pandemic. We need living wage jobs, union jobs, and we need lower taxes for working families and small businesses, so that they can thrive.
Representative Sarah Rodriguez, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Rodriguez represents the 13th district in the assembly, includes the city of Brookfield. Just ahead, we talk with a Milwaukee architect about how to elevate indigenous culture and voices in the field of architecture and design. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.